Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 571. I think I said 370 last week. 571 of the show. We love you. Thank you for listening. Send us an email, mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com. Call us, leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. We appreciate each and every one of you in our audience. We're joined now, or I am joined now, as always, by my dear friend, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, and I have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Why even have anything to talk about? Like, who gives a fuck? I'm with you.
I got nothing.
Yeah, me either. Like, look, it got real nice here for a while, and now it's real overcast, and it's going to be gloomy for the next 3 months, which affects my mood.
For the next 3 months?
Well, till like 4th of July. What month is it now? 2.5 months. It's going to be gloom and doom.
Really?
Yes.
May is gloom and doom?
Gloom. May gray, June gloom. Although as I say that, it's perfectly sunny outside. Look at that. I try to make it dark in here to do the podcast, but it is perfectly, so it goes against me. But, you know, we'll see. Dear friend of the show, Fan, spent the weekend here at my pad. Yeah, it was very nice. It was very nice to hang out with him. You know what's great, Ed, is Fan was here with my good buddy Spence. And so we've known each other for about 40 years, the three of us. But we only see each other maybe once or twice a year, maybe, and not all three of us even together, maybe, but maybe we all three get together about once a year. It is so great to have those people in your life that you've known for so long that you just immediately pick up right where you left off. Like there's no like reacquainting. There's just none of that because you're still making the fucking same jokes and talking shit about each other in exactly the same way you always have. And it's very grounding. It just brings you home and you're like, oh, right. This is who I am. And these are my people. And it's a beautiful feeling. And I love those guys. I was so happy to see them.
And with guys, it is just like a nice experience, and like you can go back to, you know, ball busting and stuff, but with females
it's a little different.
You get the White Lotus situation.
Yeah, you do. Wait, I didn't watch White Lotus, so you have to explain the reference.
So there are three women that get together. They like grew up together and they've all have different lives.
Yeah,
but one's in Texas, one's in New York, one's in LA.
Yeah,
and like when the three of them are at the table, when one leaves, then they start talking to
you. Yeah.
Like, guys aren't like that. And I asked Michelle, I was like, are girls like that? And she's like, yeah, that's kind of how.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We do all the shit. We're like, hey, wait till he gets back because
I just thought break his balls about this.
Yeah. I got all this shit to talk about him. I'm not going to waste it while he's not here. Okay. Let's talk about some people. Oh my God. Let's talk about some people who may or may not, who definitely did and have died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who
Ed,
died.
Tell me who died this week.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Nicky Catt, Dazed and Confused actor. He's the guy who the nerd is like, oh, I bet people pull apart the fight after one punch.
Yeah, yeah.
And he miscalculates, yeah, and Nikki Cat kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah, Adam Goldberg. He beats up Adam Goldberg. Goldberg. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's a great character actor. Yeah. I remember he had a small part in The Dark Knight.
Oh yeah.
He was just in a ton of shit. Yeah. Boston Public. I didn't watch that show, but he had a prominent role on like that Fox. Made by the Ally McBeal dude.
Yeah, David Matthew. E. Kelly. David E. Yes, Kelly.
David E. Kelly.
Yes.
I used to joke with Michelle. She used to watch that show, and they would do the bumpers during NFL.
Yeah.
And it would always be that dude Shy McBride, who I think was the principal, and he'd go, "This racial situation is tearing this school apart," and then he'd be like, "This history situation is tearing this school apart. These protesters are tearing." And it was just, that was every
week
commercial.
Every week.
Like, coming up Monday night.
Every week. It was at exactly this moment that I realized Boston Public was about a school. This whole time, I assumed it was a lawyering show. Yeah, but Boston Public.
But anyway, 54. Yeah. His landlord found him.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad. I don't know. He had a great line in Dazed and Confused that I'm going to butcher, but where he's like, I came here to drink beer and beat up nerds or something like that. And he's like, and we're all out of beers or something like that.
He was an excellent actor. He was just
great bully.
A bunch of things, and very sad.
Yes, it's never, you know, and there was a whole thing where it's like, his, you know, it was like right after the headline, you know, the clickbait headline was like, you know, a couple days after being told his rent was due, he's found to have taken his own life. And not being able to pay the rent does not make people take their own lives. Depression does, guys. So it's just, if you're in that situation, please call anyone. Just tell anyone what you're feeling. They will help you.
Yeah. And also, you know, fuck people who oppose affordable housing.
That's right. We live in the richest society that's ever existed. There's plenty of Airbnbs. We live in the richest society that's ever existed. Everyone deserves the right to have a fucking roof over their head.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
But it had nothing to do with this young man's death.
Yeah. We could have stayed here. I got an extra room.
R.I.P. George Bell, not the corner outfielder for the 80s and 90s.
Kansas City Royals.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays. But, that's what it is. Yeah.
But this was George Bell, once the tallest person in the U.S. at 7'8". He died at 67. That's too tall.
That's way too tall. Do you think first of all, do you think they had to buy an extra plot to get to, like, because he's too long for the regular plot? Secondly, do you think his tombstone will say not Robert Wadlow? It's going to be like the other one, not Robert Wadlow.
Right.
Because Robert Wadlow got to like 8'10", because he had the Andre the Giant thing, acromegalia.
But he kept going. Well, same as the Tony, the motivational speaker, Tony.
Tony. Yes. Johns. No, Tony. Robbins. Yes.
Robbins.
I want you to be rich.
Look at my big hands.
Personal. Walk across these hot coals.
He's still growing, though. He's still out there.
Yeah. Well. I think they can shut that off now. They could have shut it off with Andre the Giant. Yeah. Once they figured it off, you don't have to keep secreting too much HGH or whatever comes out of your pituitary gland. You know, they know what to do now, but not back in Wadlow's day. You know, Wadlow wore like, hey, imagine what his feet look like, Ed. I can only imagine.
Well, I remember because I've never been into Guinness World Records place, but they would have put that statue of Wadlow right by the front door.
Of course.
And that
would get you in.
There's a Ripley's place right in the Inner Harbor of Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I've walked by it many times, and they had the Wadlow there.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen it. So I've seen those feet.
Oh, disgusting.
You
know, yes.
Just
huge.
Gross.
Huge.
I'm going to the Charm City tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Taking a break.
Taking an O's game?
Yeah, and I have nothing to do with my kids. And I was like, you know what? To the one who cares about baseball, I was like, all right, we'll go down. Very cheap. Tuesday night baseball.
That sounds delightful. That's, you know, yeah. When Chaz and Spence were here this weekend, I was like, oh, let's go to the Dodger game. Unfortunately, it was Friday night, Freddie Freeman bobblehead night.
Oh, you're not getting in there cheap.
The tickets that I paid last season $200 for were $350 each. This season, I've been priced out of Dodger baseball. You know, this is the price of success, yeah, Ed.
This is Tuesday in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's nice. I would love that.
I think I'm paying $40 a ticket to be in the 17th row behind home plate.
See, come on. I would love that. That sounds great. Yeah. What a night. That sounds perfect.
Poor Dodger fans only have Shohei.
It's awful. I know.
$10 a year.
Poor us.
And then RIP Octavio Dotel.
Oh, yeah.
Former late major league pitcher, 51. He was one of like over 220 who died in the DR nightclub roof collapse.
It's very sad. It's terrible. But it is a little more sad when you realize the kind of music that was playing at the time, you know?
A lot of trumpets, I imagine.
Yeah. Just a lot of
thinking that. I was thinking it would be like that.
Maybe. That would be better. That would be better. But I'm picturing nightclub. And also, were they standing on the roof? Or did the roof fall on them?
It fell on them. They were in.
What was on it?
I saw footage.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
But I clicked on a story and it just automatically played. And you just see like, it looked like more than 220 people and just everything goes.
So was there 8 feet of snow on the roof? Like that's what makes a roof collapse.
Or.
Yes.
Building code issues in
the DR. They don't have that. If you ever,
Pedro Martinez apparently has a lot of family members that were there.
Oh, very
but
sad.
This was another famous ex-MLB player, slugger, Nelson Cruz. He had a sister who I believe died, and she was like the governor of, you know, whatever state some part of DR.
They have states there?
Something like that. Uh-huh. But sister, Nelson Cruz, sister's name, Nelly Cruz.
Yes.
Nelson, Nelly. I mean, got to be confusing.
It is.
Gotta be confusing.
Look, I had no choice because the mother of my children had forever in her life wanted to have a girl child called Ryan. Before she met me, she wanted to have a girl that was her, just always going to be her girl child was going to be called Ryan. My name happens to be Brian. And so for my whole life, anybody that calls her name, I think they're calling my name all the time. And it's just, look, you know, that you can make different names. You don't have to have them so close. Nelly, Nelson.
Yeah. Listen,
Nelson.
Yeah. You know. I guess you feel the pain, not the nightclub roof collapse, but you feel the pain of the Cruz family.
Yeah, I do. I'm with them. I do think of this. I'm reminded of the, I'm so well reminded of it that I can't remember what it was called. Stephen Paddock was the guy. He was the bump stocks guy.
My buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
MGM,
I believe. No, the Mandalay Bay. Yes.
Mandalay, my buddy was down the hall from him.
Oh, really? While that was happening?
He got evacuated eventually.
Yeah.
But there was pounding on the door. It's the police.
Yeah.
And he's not answering that because, it could be Stephen Paddock.
Yes, exactly. That's terrifying.
And he was texting us from, the convention center where they moved everybody eventually. But, he definitely, was down the hall from that terrifying.
They comped the weekend?
I would like to think so. He was there on a business trip.
I always am reminded that when a horrible tragedy like this happens and the highway 39, I think it was called. No, highway
Yeah, just
15-1
music being played.
Yeah. So then that happens, and it was awful, horrible thing, terrible. And then the next week, the Saturday Night Live opens the show with the guy that was on stage or about to come on stage when that happened, and it was Jason Aldean, and he played that Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down. And he's playing it, and it just got that much sadder because I'm like, these people,
haven't we been through
enough? Yes, haven't we been through enough? Like these people died, and this was the entertainment that they were going to receive. It just makes it that much more upsetting. That's all.
You know, when a song, like a bad song, pops on my, like, yeah. I'm listening to music, walking down the street or something, I think, if I get like hit by a car and somebody's like, let's check his phone, and then they see some shitty song playing or an embarrassing song playing.
Yeah.
It would really suck.
Yes. Sometimes on my like songs on Spotify, something pops up that I thought I might like, or that I might have been dating somebody that liked, and it came on my thing. And imagine I die with like my music playing, and all the first responders walk in, and it's like, you know, Dave Matthews or something is on the thing.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
A song that I've been in the mood for a couple times in my life that will pop into the rotation.
Yeah.
Captain Itania, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, yes. Anger.
If somebody shows up and I'm listening to, I'm laying there dead, and I got Captain and Tennille
playing. Let's go. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's a tough look.
It's embarrassing. I understand. That should be like the Man Show had a thing, had a sketch about this where it's a service that when you die, an alarm goes off and a team comes into your house and cleans up all your porn and bongs and shit. Like, you need that. Like, it comes and wipes your hard drive, and just because you don't want your kids seeing that, you know, like, it just makes good sense.
That's a tough discovery for the boy.
Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
I might own Troy
on DVD.
Ed, I was just reminded of something. Can you see here? Fan brought me this hat because he heard us talking about the Taylor, Texas Roundup. Look at what this hat says.
Okay, let's go. Oh, Snake Farm.
I got a hat that says Snake Farm, right? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week?
This story makes me sad because I just hate the Red Sox.
Does Jason Aldean on stage? Because I agree with you.
I really hate the Red Sox, but
yeah.
I gotta like this dude. Red Sox slugger Tristan Casas confirms he paints his nails to upset homophobes. So the fact that this dude's pissing off Sully and Tommy and Beantown, it's lovely. It's lovely.
You're saying there's homophobic people in Boston proper?
You know, once upon a time, there was a certain Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did. Tristan Casas admits he paints his nails to wind up bigots. Now, he's not a pitcher, right? You can't paint your nails if you're a pitcher. Uh-uh. First baseman. So he's a slugger.
Yeah, he's a slugger.
Good for him. They also had Cal State Long Beach Dirtbag, former Cal State Long Beach Dirtbag, Jaron Duran, who dropped.
He dropped
an unfortunate slur during a game one time.
And so when he had to be suspended for like a game or two, he got the biggest ovation since the World Series in Boston.
Well, he's a good hitter, you know. Like, he can really rake. That's great for him, Ed. What else is going on?
Wheezy, Lil Wayne,
was
mad at the lack of Bryson DeChambeau coverage during the Masters. Was it like, was he Isn't he usually in like the top 10?
Was he not covered? Well, I'm not an expert on this because I'm into cool shit, but I know enough. The Masters is like real, they're real sensitive about stuff. And Bryson DeChambeau
The guy who like dresses like an old timey golfer,
He did, not anymore. That's because he used to be sponsored by Puma. And he would wear the Puma...
Payne Stewart look.
Yes, he would wear... Not the knickers. He would wear the newsboy cap. And that was his look with Puma. He's no longer with Puma because he's LIV. He's on the LIV tour. He took the Saudi blood money to go play LIV. And since then, he's become a fan favorite because he's out there signing autographs. He's like slapping high fives. He's like Phil Mickelson used to be. Like, everybody loves him. But the Masters doesn't love him, I guess, because he went to LIV. Yeah. And also, I noticed, because I watched a little bit yesterday over at my buddy Travis Rogers' house. Travis Rogers made pimento cheese sandwiches, delicious. Went and hung out there for a little while. But I noticed he's not with Puma anymore. And you know what he's wearing, Ed, is he's wearing like these Reebok. He's bringing back Reeboks. And it's not a good look. It's not the cool Reeboks. It's not like the, D Brown pumps. Yeah. It's like granddad, like running, you know, like granddad going to Costco. Yeah. Reeboks. And I'm like, I didn't know Reebok made golf shoes, but I guarantee you today they sold a whole fucking shitload of them because he was in the top five on the last day. So they had to show him, you know, but they weren't showing him earlier because the Masters said not to, I guess. And look, Wheezy didn't like that.
Yeah. He was mad. He's tweeted that, like, you know, we need more Bryson or something.
Yeah,
something
we like do. That. We need more Bryson. Yeah, I agree. The Masters blew it with this lack of coverage on Bryson.
That's weird that, like, you're telling me he's super popular.
Yeah.
Then why, like, why would they not promote?
Because they want the course. I don't know. I actually don't know. Because they're like all about their own thing. They want the course to speak for itself. They don't want anybody to upstage them.
Or is this more that Lil Wayne took too much purple drink and he's just missing it?
Should we call? Yes, that is. No, I don't think that is it. I think Lil Wayne's on the thing. Should we call Darvin the OC and see? Because he's our golf correspondent. I would call Telly, but I don't remember. I never saved his number. Let's call. I don't think Darvin the OC will answer. But if he does, this is great. This is just going to be the best. Oh, I don't have him under Darb in my phone. Hold on. Hold on. It's going to happen right now. Here we go.
By the way.
Yeah, tell me.
For all you Denver area peeps.
Yes. I might move there. If somebody find me a condo and a job, and I might move to Denver. Okay.
There's a good chance. I might do, even though they're horrendous, I might do back-to-back days of Colorado Rockies baseball, June 21st and 22nd.
Oh, that's nice.
Those are the days I'm in Denver.
You're going to be out there?
June 21st and June 22nd.
Oh, well, let me check the calendar. Maybe I'll join you out there for a game, Ed. That sounds fun.
All right.
Yeah. Let's call Darb. What is up with this picture on here, by the way? We're going to have to ask him about that. Oh, here. There's no way he answers, right?
I wouldn't answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. The nice thing to do is to text somebody before you call them. Like, that's protocol, right? You text prior to calling somebody. But look, we have golf questions.
Hello, you reached the voice.
Oh, man. Okay, well. Missed out. We got to talk about this picture too. Little Wayne's right here. Like the Masters blew it with this lack of coverage on Bryson. 3 exclamation points. They got to stop hating on the LIV shit. That's what he's talking about. This man is killing it out there and I can't watch. Yeah. He was one of the leaders of the tournament. You know, it's like, you can't act like he's not there.
I'm sure this has been covered, but the whole LIV split.
Yeah.
Was there a period of time where they weren't allowed to participate in the Masters, and then they're like, fuck it, everybody gets to play?
I think it was it was kind of up to the Masters, and it is up to the Masters who gets to play there, and they decided to let him in. I don't really get how it works. If Darbin, the OC, were the correspondent, he could explain it. But I know, because the Masters is not part of the PGA Tour. It's its own thing. So they but they're loyal to the PGA, I guess, because that's where most of the players come from. Fuck if I know. Because there's also European dudes in there. Like Angel Cabrera, Ed, who just got out of prison. He was a past winner who won in a playoff while smoking cigarettes. Then he went to Argentina, where who knew this was illegal? He gave a lady friend of his a couple of, you know, he might have been a little toss.
The honkers?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think he tuned her up a little bit.
Not
that we condone that at all. And he went to prison for it, but he got to play in the Masters. I doubt they showed him on TV because he wasn't in contention. But still, that's the point. They get to pick whoever they want. What else?
So, Ja Morant, he has gotten into trouble
for his
love of guns and stuff. And then he was doing finger guns, salutes and gestures. Well, he got some pressure to not do that anymore. So now he does a hand grenade celebration.
Does he pull the pin? Oh, I guess I could watch.
He does it and like covers his ears. He does the whole thing.
Wait, hold on. How is Memphis red and gray?
Yeah, they've done a lot of changes.
Enough already with this. Okay, hold on. Here's a link. Okay.
He's healthy. That he's playing at this
makes
level.
A three-pointer.
He's shooting.
Oh, yeah. He does it. He, like, pulls the pin with his teeth, which is a pretty badass move, and then he lobs it and then covers his ears. I mean,
people hate it, even though he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know he is.
You know, how much do you love guns? Like, you...
Yeah,
your endorsements, all this stuff matters, and he just loves guns. And I remember reading an article, and it was like that dude's dad is a huge problem. Like right away, it was
Hey,
you got an off day, let's go to Vegas. Like,
happens.
Like his dad's a problem.
And I think Ja Morant might be from like the Chicago area, but he grew up like pretty middle class, and not, you know, he's not like from the project, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, and I think he's got a chip on his shoulder about that. Like, people don't think he's hard. So he comes out like extra hard to like overcome his, you know, middle-class upbringing. I could be wrong. I only read headlines. So don't, you know, if I'm wrong, 949-464-TBLS. Yeah. No, I would love to know, but also I don't care. Okay, Ed, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's Manuel in Gardini.
What a song. Only one voicemail this week that we know of. Let's hear it.
Hey guys, it's Super Lee. I'm a little worried now after hearing the slander of my guy, Darb. I think I need to do a reconciliation. So on behalf of Ben and I, you know, when we host our Baller Lifestyle After Show on Fridays on YouTube.
It's weird that Super Lee's here to promote the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show Friday nights.
I want to make sure that the invitation is there for both Brian and Darb to both come together and reconcile their differences.
Oh. Because,
honestly, sounds like my man Darb was wronged here.
Oh.
Blocking someone on social media is a bitch move.
Yeah.
Brian, you should be better than that. I think you are now. But don't be like Kelly.
Attempt me.
All right.
Attempt.
Love you guys. Bye.
See if I still have it in me to do blockings. No, I was not slandered by Darb. Everything Darb said was exactly true. He was telling me that it looked like I was on cocaine when I do the podcast, which I wasn't, by the way. And he also said some other mean shit, and I had enough of it, so I blocked him. Now, I've since let him re-enter the world, and then yesterday he was talking some shit on me about he made some funny jokes about me in person, and then he was like, don't block me. That was funny, which is also funny. So it's like giving him extra much love. Yeah,
I haven't done it in a long time. Yeah. I love blocking people.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Like,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah, when I used to tweet,
yeah,
sometimes people would miss the joke or think I was on their
every
side.
Time. Clearly every wasn't. Time. Yeah,
and it'd be like, yeah, that's right. That's why we need white power. I'd be like, what? Block? Like, I don't know what you were getting, but like, no,
yeah,
but like,
no.
It's blocking is such you're a down. Power move rather than arguing like a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
Blocking is like, no, you're not. You don't get to enter the conversation. With
no,
me.
I agree with you. Yeah, it's just like what I'm doing here is not for you. Like you're not. You don't seem to be following along with what I'm doing. That's okay. Like you don't like that I post videos of people's dental appliances and Plan B pills that I find on the ground. That's okay. That's not for you. I will say what is bitch is what sports media superstar Kyle Brandt did to me, the great Kyle, household name in the sports world. Should be Brian Beckner. The much more talented guy is Brian Beckner, but that's not the point. Kyle Brandt, much more beautiful than me, much more handsome.
He's a handsome dude.
So handsome. He's got the jaw. He's got the whole thing. Oh, it was pointed out to me on Travis Rogers' show. And look, I've been accused of, and this is might be why Darb says I'm on cocaine, is sometimes I go off on tangents. It was pointed out to me by Travis Rogers' producer, Emily Hebel, that John Mulaney bought a new face, and he did. He got a new lower mandible. He got all jawed up. Like, yes, go look at a picture from like 10 years ago and a modern picture of John Mulaney. He's got a new chin. But Kyle Brandt didn't need that. He was born with this beautiful jawline. He gets the thing because these guys are all these kids these days are trying to be Chads and their facial, their looks maxing. And so they're trying to get this beautiful jawlines. And Kyle Brandt was born with the jawline. But what else he was born with is being a bitch, because despite the fact that we have never had a single interaction ever online. Never. I never followed him. I never tweeted at him. Nothing. There's nothing. And obviously he's not doing it to me. But at some point, he must have fucking looked my ass up. He must have got wind of who I am. Because this is the ultimate bitch move. He typed in my fucking name. At with the little at symbol. He went in there and went at Brian. He knew how to spell it. He didn't do it the Y. Beckner. Becknr. He typed the whole fucking thing out. And you know what he did? He said, block this motherfucker. Why? I don't know you. I don't know one thing about you. I know who you are, obviously, because you're famous, and that's great. But we never interacted online. We don't know each other. We have friends in common. I do a podcast with your buddy Jay Stu. Did Jay Stu say something about me to you? I don't. That's the only thing I can guess. Jay Stu's mom's the word from Jay Stu. Jay Stu doesn't know, but I know because somebody tagged me in something with Kyle Brandt, and I went to respond, and I couldn't because you know why? Because I'm blocked by that motherfucker. So somebody says I look like I'm doing cocaine. I might block him because it's funny to me. But I'm not going out of my way. I'm not looking up people. I'm not settling scores that never even started. Get the fuck out of here.
I was blocked by a celebrity, and I don't recall ever even thinking about them until somebody like retweeted him. This is years ago, and I couldn't see it. And I was like, this is by an account who's blocked you or whatever. It like lets you know that you can't.
Was it Barack Obama?
It was Donnie Wahlberg.
What?
I've never even thought about Donnie Wahlberg.
Mark's brother? maybe Jenny McCarthy.
Was
told
he
him
in
to.
The Backstreet Boys? Or what?
Yes, not he was. He was. Duke is on the block. Yeah.
So maybe I made like a shitty comment at New Kids on the Block like 12 years ago. Yeah. I don't know.
He sought you out.
I can't imagine in what context I was thinking about Donnie Wahlberg, yeah. But when somebody like quote tweeted it, I was like, why can't I read this? Yes. And it's in a.
See? Same shit. Donnie Wahlberg, bitch. Maybe Kyle Brandt called him. I'm sure they're friends. They're both famous.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. What's with these guys?
These ball of lifestyle guys. Fuck them.
Hey. I didn't block my father, even though he came back.
Yes. So anyway, Darb in the OC, he's back in our good graces. He's a good friend.
Darb. We tried to get him on the show.
Just try to call him. He's an important, like, look, there's very few people I would attempt to call during the show. Jay Stu gets calls. He has to explain himself often. Sometimes we need golf explained to us, and we go to our golf correspondent, the great Darby the OC, who's very long off the tee, I can attest to. Okay, here's, hold on. We got a couple emails this week. Right after Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record, Ovechkin looks older than late stage Gordie Howe, by the way. What happened to him? Like, have you seen him?
Yeah. Buddy pointed out, we're seeing a resurgence that, boy, he's got all the enhancing.
He's got Russian vitamins
these days. He's got all the Russian vitamins.
Yes, he's got government help, I'm sure. Right after Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record, he hits a grand slam. Might be a good time. Oh, he's talking about Castellanos. Might be a good time to dust off the blank capital of the Midwest. Apology. Of course, he's talking about the great, and it's never over a bad time mound, to play this.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of.
Kristen, man.
If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. Yeah. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
That was an upper decker, by the way, too.
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on his headset again.
Well, no, you won't.
He wasn't. I mean, he is down in the DR. He's lucky he wasn't in that nightclub collapse.
Yeah, now he's doing Biggies or ACC football.
Oh, that's right. But it's not football season. I think he was doing Puerto Rico.
He did Brockmeyer for a while.
Yeah, he did. The best part of this is that
he lost the NFL gig. That was the big one.
Huge. He was like the number two man over there. The best part of this is that he's got the full, like, you could tell he was living the fucking high life in Cincinnati because he's got the $400 haircut that's like all blown up, and he's got a fake tan. You know, like he was going out there, and he's got a $300 shirt on, and like shit was going good for Tom Brenneman until he slurred a hot mic in the great city of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay. He continues. Also, ever since COVID, I've noticed people are just disgusting and have forgotten how to act on planes. I've seen more shoes off. More people taking dumps on planes, which is my worst nightmare, by the way. People eating on tray tables, bad hygiene, puking. Oof. Someone pooped their pants next to me. What? I don't fly Spirit either. I fly United. What the actual fuck is wrong with people? That's from our dear friend Matthew Richards. I don't know, Matthew. You know,
people are pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, people have always been disgusting, though. Like, maybe it's worse now, but I just feel like it's, you know, people are gross in general.
I know people get very, you know, upset when I talk about their dogs. There's just too many dogs in stores now. I haven't seen a blind person in a long time.
Yeah.
But
they don't even have dogs, the blind, anymore.
They don't?
I don't think so. I think they just got the stick.
The cane?
Yeah, yeah. You go with the stick all the time. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I get it. You got seeing eye dog. These service dogs. It's fucking every dog in town is at my local supermarket.
We got to crack down on that shit.
I don't need Bosco putting his snout into the green peppers.
Sniffing balls. I was getting coffee a couple days ago with my buddy Fan, and some lady in front of me. And look, I might have been trying to get her attention, but she was some lady in front of me was, she had some little dog and it was like jumping up on me. But it was a little tiny one, you know, so I could have crushed its little neck if I wanted to. But I pretended to like it and be interested in it. And I was like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Like, that's the move, you know? And I was like, how you doing? I don't know. You know, I let it sniff me and stuff. I petted it. This bitch just looked the other direction the whole time. I could have been molesting her dog. Her dog could have been in danger. She doesn't know me. She couldn't fucking look my direction for 1 second. While I was having a beautiful interaction with her disgusting little Pomeranian. Get the fuck out of here.
And these never-ending dog leashes where people just let it go and they're on their phone. Oh, yeah. The dog leash just goes. Oh,
yeah. These people don't know how to walk a dog. They don't. Yeah.
My rage on my bike, I'm just going to run right through that thing. Like, yeah. Breaking the tape at end of a race.
Well, you could get clotheslined, Ed. This is your... Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah, but if it's a tiny dog, the dog's going...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
the Hudson River.
Yeah. Speaking of the Hudson River, Ed, let's talk about these sightseeing helicopters.
Yeah, it crashed right next to Hoboken. Like,
yeah,
really
I was going
to
say. Yeah, but you weren't out and about while this was going on. You didn't catch sight of it.
This was late afternoon. I do my work in the early morning.
Yeah. This is these guys. What are we doing with these helicopters? Like, don't go on them. How are they legal? How are we still doing helicopters in this day and age? Like, it's just not, this is not a safe mode of transportation. And it never has been. Like, stay off these fucking helicopters. It's crazy.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. RIP to those people, by the way. Here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. This past week was very educational thanks to my Twitter follow. Hold on. Just gotta get this ready. Just gotta be ready for this one now. I learned that the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and if you divide that by 100 million, it equals 45 years. Brian, I know you aren't a sports fan, so I was wondering if Ed considers himself an old seamhead. That is from G Fish. Of course, he's talking about the tweet of our dear friend Jay Stoop.
Yes is here and is poor, and he bleeds Dodger blue. He's a semi-regular on the show, his name is Jay Sue. Now he's tweeting some more, and he's from Brea too. Got moles on his face, he's in the place, his name is Jay Sue.
So, that's our... Great song from our dear friend Jason Stewart. Ed, see if you can make sense of this.
I texted you as soon as I saw this, and I was like, is he smoking weed? Like, what's going on?
He's never, in his life, never one time taken a single toke of a marijuana cigarette.
But
a bong hit?
Just pontificate about the Earth and stuff like this?
I don't know. Let's read it to the audience. They say Earth has existed for 4.5 billion years. If you scale that down to 45 years, first of all, when did these things become full paragraphs? This is a tweet. It's 140 characters.
Yeah. They should never expand it. Whenever a tweet says read more, it's like,
yeah, this is,
I'm the blackjack dealer.
Yeah. This is the Jay Stu rule. They say Earth has existed for 4.5 billion years. If you scale that down to 45 years, humans have inhabited the planet for about 4 hours. That means the Industrial Revolution was 1 minute ago. I'm fucking lost, Ed. Like, I don't even know what he's talking about. So when someone tries to tell you that we humans, this is what I saw this and I responded to him, Fox Stews, because he's Fox News. This isn't the old seam head one though. Oh yeah. I admittedly am an old seam head. What? I admittedly am an old seam head who resists embracing some MLB's changes, but no one actually thinks these unis are anything but ridiculous and clownish, right? So he hates City Connects, Ed. He's real
upset. I like some City Connects.
Yes. Some of them are good.
Some I don't like, but guess what? I like some uniforms.
Yes.
And I dislike others.
I totally, yeah.
how it works. Yes. I don't know about old scene head.
You don't have to be an old scene head.
Earth thing,
yeah.
As far as the Earth thing, when he's like, we're fucking up the Earth, and he wants to get into semantics that the Earth will exist without us.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody on Earth cares about the Earth without us.
I know.
We're only caring about like the livability for us.
Yeah, yeah. The Earth will. He's right.
Yes,
the Earth is. The Earth's going to continue to go. Like, we get another asteroid impact, like the one in the Yucatan that took out the dinosaurs. We're fucked. Like, it's over.
Right.
It's hopefully quickly. Or how about the Yellowstone volcano? Like that caldera blows. It's a fucking extinction event. We're done. But the Earth's still going to be here.
If we find out there's an extinction event in a month,
yeah,
then the Earth, as we all care about it, has a month to go. Nobody gives a shit about the actual like sphere if it's unlivable.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about saving the Earth, we're trying to save it for us.
Yeah.
Give a fuck about the uninhabitable Earth.
Yeah. Let's give it another, you know, couple hundred years or so, you know, or at least 25. Yeah, you know,
at least my kids.
Yeah, same.
At least my kids, because, or, you know, but yeah, I guess at least my grandkids, because I do remember my grandmother only pretended to care about my kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like,
I'm sure I will love my grandkids, but their kids, I'll probably be like, yeah, all right, I've been through this.
Yeah, no. It's too much. Yeah, what are their names anyway? Yeah. I think our kids will be smart enough not to have kids.
That's the smartest
move. That's the move. That's the move that you should pull. Okay, thank you for that, G-Fish. Hey, ballers, not to take any credit away from great contributor to the show, Brad in Florida, but doesn't Jay Stu already have an anthem? Thanks, that's from Ryan in Houston. Okay, well, hey, we can compare. He does. He has one. Hold on. He has one that from the Jim Rome show. This one. It's got a real long intro. Hold on.
Blessed to see him on the TV screen. Going down murder at the Presidio.
Okay, I mean, it's
like Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a song, I guess, but so is this.
Yes is here and is poor, and he bleeds not to blue. He's a semi-regular on the show. His name is Jay Stu. Now he's tweeting some more. And he's from Brea too. Got moles on his face. He's in the place. His name is Jay Stu.
Beautiful. What a beautiful song. Okay. Let's talk about some things. People have no idea how much I'm killing it pushing the buttons right now. Let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. Ed, what is going on in things that are not in fact sports?
Diane Cannon, 88 years old, admits she has several friends with benefits. There's more to come. That is impressive. That is insatiable. 88?
Yeah.
Several with more to come?
Yeah. Well,
88.
And look, I mean, you know, she's not your grandma's 88. I'll say that.
Right.
Yeah.
She definitely kept her fastball much better than others.
Now, what's the age of the, cause like Cher, I think Cher's pushing 80.
Yes.
And she's got like a 27-year-old boyfriend or something. Same with Madge, Wailing Flowers, Madonna. I believe she's got a boy toy in his 20s. Now, hey, that's great for them. You know, if you're into that, whatever.
I kind of like it's one of those things. I'm happy for people to be happy.
Yeah.
But I hope that I'm not that insatiable at 88.
Yeah.
That seems exhausting to have multiple friends with benefits at 88. Like 88, hey, look, if you get some companionship, great. But like,
whew. Yeah. No.
It's like exhausting at 88.
No, that's, yeah, I would agree with you, Ed. Like, it's, look, I want to keep fucking as long as I can keep fucking, but I definitely am not as insatiable as I was as a younger man.
Right.
You know, it's not quite as important to me. I still like to do it.
It's still an important part of a relationship, but it's part of a relationship.
Yes. It's not the main thing anymore.
There's a comedian I always enjoyed that he said, his girlfriend said, is sex the only part of a relationship because they hadn't been having sex in a while? And he goes, no, certainly not. But if I were to buy a house and they said it didn't contain any bathrooms,
it'd be an issue. Yeah.
Like, it is part of it. I need to have it, but it's not the main part of it.
I don't, look, this was in People Magazine, Ed, which is just one of the great publications. This is why we need a free press, Ed, is for People Magazine. Woman, 27, hasn't peed in 6 years due to rare disorder. It was difficult to get doctors to believe me.
So is she like 800 pounds?
A young woman has been diagnosed with a rare disorder after spending nearly 6 years without the ability to urinate. Anna Gray, a 27-year-old from Bath, England, first started experiencing symptoms in December 2018 when she woke up one night to go to the bathroom and couldn't pee. The previous day had been completely fine. The first symptom was that I couldn't wee, no matter how hard I tried. And then despite drinking water regularly, sitting in the bath for prolonged periods of time and listening to the sound of running water, I was unable to go. Okay.
Sitting in the bath, so she was hoping to pee all over herself?
I guess any port in a storm, man, whatever it takes.
That's true.
Days later, Gray was struggling to walk due to her bladder pain, so she returned to the doctor for answers. Scans revealed that she had a litre of urine in her bladder, Ed, about four times maximum capacity. Doctors inserted a catheter to help relieve herself after the pain felt like she was being stabbed in the bladder. Over the next several months, Gray said she made multiple trips to the hospital to relieve the bladder with the catheter because she remained unable to urinate. I feel like, look, I feel sorry for this person, but also I feel like this is kind of like the woman that comes out of the coma speaking
Chinese.
Yeah, and fluent Mandarin. Like, there's something at work here. You know, she's not telling us the whole story.
Right.
There's something going on here. You know, she's got an infection.
But also,
she doesn't want to tell the husband about.
If the doctor is just not getting the job done, where you go to another doctor?
Go to another doctor. Talk to somebody else. Go get a homeopath, Ed. Go get a holistic doctor, something.
I'd be willing to try anything if it's like, oh, I'm just, I feel like someone's stabbing me in the inside.
What's worse, this or that guy that orgasms like 19 times an hour?
Man, that's got to be the worst because we already established he's got to go Texas belt buckle.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, now he's just
a
fucking mess all over his stomach.
Nutting constantly. He's got to wear Depends in that case. He needs poise pads for all the nut because he's just nutting away all the time. Okay, Ed, what else?
Drew Barrymore says Mr. Clean makes her uncomfortable because he's so sexual. He's pumped and ready for action. Brian, why can't you find a man to fuck?
I gotta be honest. Like, I feel like the ship has kind of sailed on the, because let's be honest. Drew Barrymore, she really peaked when she was flashing Letterman her titties, right? Like, she's in Playboy. She was doing Poison Ivy. You know, she was just kind of slutty. Like, it was the late 90s. Like, she was put together. Like, that was peak Drew Barrymore. And I'll be honest, haven't really thought much about her till since then. Now,
well, I thought about her when she did that hostage video she forced her employees to break picket lines.
Yeah, she fucked over the Writers Guild. Yes, I remember that. But I haven't thought of her. I guess the point is, I haven't thought of her in a sexual context since that time.
I'm with you, but yeah. I think she's perfectly good looking.
Sure, she's fine. But
and she's rich, so she absolutely can find a guy.
Yes, I think she's married, Ed. I believe she's married. But the point is now she's talking about wanting to get dick down by Mr. Clean, who's got that hoop earring. He's all shiny and shit. And I'm like,
he's like the old Sinbad the Sailor. Look.
Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, I don't identify, like, she and I clearly don't have the same taste. But all of a sudden, I'm like,
he's pretty fucking.
No, that's not what I'm like. This Drew Barrymore, what's going on there? She's kind of a freak. Like, I need to find out a little bit. Maybe we share some proclivities. Like, maybe we can find common ground here because this is a nasty girl over here. You know, like, hey.
If she's looking at some household cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's feeling randy.
Yes. We could try some stuff. You know, like, she and I might be into trying some different stuff, and that's okay.
I did just look at Mr. Clean, he's fucking handsome.
Oh yeah. He's a really sexy. This, you know what this tells me? Look, Mr. Clean, clearly a dom. Okay, this Mr. Clean, he doesn't like to get pegged like Telly Two Putt. This is Mr. Clean. He's out there doing work himself. And so what this tells me about this Drew Barrymore is she likes to submit. She likes to be. She likes a man who's firm yet fair. And
to me,
yeah.
Doesn't that look like a guy who might?
Yeah.
He might not like the company of women.
Yeah, that's true. He kind of looks like Mr. Wizard with like those eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the current iteration? Because I remember him being more jacked than that.
He's pretty. I mean, look. Yeah. He's pretty fucking jacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's fit as hell. Yeah. He does look like, he does look like he could be, is it the West?
See him in the West Village.
Yeah. The West Village.
I'm not questioning things. Yeah. I see him coming out of boots and saddles.
Yeah. Tight.
I'm like, yeah, that works.
Tight t-shirt. He got that big Michael Jordan hoop going, the styled eyebrows. He's letting you know. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ed, what else?
Couple who ran Swedish, eco retreat. Fled, leaving behind barrels of human waste.
These people remind me, these are like the piss drinkers that you see on, you know, the guys that are like.
Is it like Liver King?
Yeah, kind of like LK, Liver King, Brian Johnson. Oh, Ed, that reminds me. We got to play this. I'm sorry. You're not going to like this, but we got to do it. I recently, well, I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to explain it. You know how I do the meat stick reviews?
Yeah.
So I'm at the store the other day, Sprouts, which many times I've described as Whole Foods if it rode its BMX bike to a methadone clinic. Okay. That's the level of store this is. All right.
Sprouts doesn't sound like the type of place that would sell meat sticks.
Right. Yeah, but it is. But it's like one of those fake healthy stores like Whole Foods, but it's way shittier, but it costs just as much.
Even though it was fed corn until the last month.
Yes, exactly. And then grass pellets while it was chained up. Yes. So I'm in there. I'm getting some stuff, right? I had a hankering for a chopped salad. So I was getting all the ingredients. I was getting the hard salami, two kinds of cheese, the peppers, the romaine hearts. I was going to do it up. And I got all the stuff. But I was feeling a little peckish while I was in the store. So I grabbed a couple of meat sticks. And I got in the car. And I just didn't even look at it. But it was I tried to get the ones I'd never had before. But I wasn't going to review it. Because to the letter of the law, it's a gas station meat stick review. And this was from a grocery store. Albeit a very shitty one. But I cracked this meat stick, Ed. I bite into this thing, and I never in my life have sampled Alpo or any other kind of animal feed that I can think of, but I'm chewing this thing. I could barely get one bite of it down. It was so disgusting. Then I read the label, and at first I was mistaken because there's this guy on the internet. He's got doctor in front of his name, but they're not the doctor of the thing they tell you they're the doctor of. They never are. Dr. Phil, he ain't that kind of doctor. Dr. Lawyer, something else. Anybody with their credentials are sus. But there's this guy on the internet. He's called Dr. Paul Saladino. And he's like, broccoli is trying to kill you.
Wait a second. Yeah. There's a guy last named Saladino and he's talking about vegetables.
He hates vegetables. Yes. And also, this is common. He's one of these guys that pours honey all over his cheeseburgers. He's like, cheeseburgers. They're not perfect without honey. And I'm like, what is this guy? I thought it was. So I was.
Saladino. Yes. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. My name is Johnny Burgerino.
I never thought about that. The point is I was wrong about, and then I researched. I'm like, yeah, this Paul Saladino guy. I made a whole video about it, and then I was wrong about it. Now, I'm still not a Paul Saladino fan, obviously, but.
Of course.
He's very lean. I will say that. He does all these pictures with no shirt on, which is fine. He's a healthy guy. But he's there to sell you supplements. They all are. But so I looked at the label, and it was like, this meat stick is made of heart and liver and all. I didn't say testicle on it.
Sounds like dog food.
Yes, it is dog food. And horse feet. So then I did a Googs of the company, and it was the goddamn Liver King. I was eating the fucking Liver King's meat stick, Ed. And then I looked at the meat stick, and I realized what they're doing is they're slicing off pieces of the Liver King and wrapping them up and selling them at grocery stores. Back when you used to have to do your communions, Ed, and you go and they're like, you need to eat a little piece of Jesus.
Yeah.
Go have some of his blood and some of his body. And it's like
a totally normal thing to do.
Totally normal. Why wouldn't you eat some of your God? And so you got to go do that. Well, this is exactly like that. But instead of having a Triscuit that's supposed to be your God, it's actual chunks of the Liver King that they're selling. It tastes like,
he's
him.
Raising his arm, yeah, and they're just
shave off a piece, because then he regenerates in the gym. You know, he's right, whipping those bands and shit and lifting the kettlebells, and he gets all jacked again. And he goes, okay, take another piece off, and then take it over to Sprouts. Ed, I couldn't even finish this thing. I threw it. I couldn't take a second bite. It was so disgusting. Okay, Ed, what else is going on in the world of things?
Famine.
Salmone. I love salmone. Yeah.
They're swimming faster. They're reaching their destination, swimming upstream faster due to painkillers dumped in the river. They have no fears. They're just doing it. They're going with the flow. They have nothing slowing them down.
Wouldn't they swim slower?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But then if you think, if they have anxieties and pain, like we just don't know that they're dealing with shit. The humans, my flipper's a little bit off. They're good. Then my tail's a little achy. Yeah. I'm going to take it easy on this stretch. And it's like, whoo.
Oh yeah. They're just cruising. Yeah. It's just like, they're just feeling so good. They're just like, I'm just going to swim. I got nothing to worry about. I'm feeling no pain.
I'm not a big dancer.
No.
I'm shit faced.
You go to a wedding.
Get that inhibition gun. I'm like a salmon. Yeah. I'm like a salmon out there.
You're down in the DR and somebody's on stage in the DR.
Like, look out for the roof.
You're like, don't even. People should watch the YouTube of this, assuming I post it, so they can see Ed dance. It's great. Okay, Ed, anything else this week?
Oh.
Tell me.
A big one.
Tell me.
Rosie O'Donnell, who. Not to shame, but she looks a lot like Mike Francesa in this picture. Rosie O'Donnell, I gotta pull, says her friendship with Lyle Menendez made her feel safe to love a straight man for the first time.
Yeah, because he's behind bars, literally. He can't get you, and also you're not his type.
Yeah. What? You feel safe.
Safe.
Because he's not allowed out.
He's not. Now, I thought, so
ask Kitty.
We
he should make.
Oh yeah. I believe he was the one that said, I'll go back and finish off mom.
Wait, is he the one that looks like Wooly Willy without the hair?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Lyle. He's the mastermind, Ed. He's the big brother.
Eric's just the little kid. Yeah. He doesn't.
I mean, technically, it was Eric's idea because he watched that movie Billionaire's Boys Club. And he's like,
picture of Rosie. Looks like Mike Francesa.
I haven't heard from her in a minute. Didn't she move to Ireland? Because she wanted to get away from Trump. Like
Trump thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She really does, Ed. She's got the same glasses and everything.
The same teeth.
We should get her take on the New York Giants this season with Russell Wilson.
Hey, what are your thoughts? Would Parcells like this squad?
Okay, let's wrap it up there, Ed. Great job as always. We discussed greatness, Castellanos. Of course, Jay Stu, his beautiful new song. Fox Stews. Jay Stu's pivoted to the right. He's officially a Fox Stews dad. Always exciting. Darb didn't take our call. He's too fucking busy for us. We had golf questions. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 571 of the podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. Bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu.